Hello.
Hi, good evening. Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm with Opinion Research, and we are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Exeter County. And we would like to include your opinion, ma'am. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to help out with the survey?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Exeter County, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Generally, do you think that things in Exeter County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
I think a lot of things on the wrong track.
Okay. What is the most important issue facing Exeter County, ma'am? Is it poor economy, poor leadership, poverty, crime and drugs, health care, immigration, quality of life in general?
Woo! I'm going to say poor leadership.
Okay.
Oh, there's so many.
All right, we'll go with that one. How would you rate economic conditions in Exeter County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Economically, I guess so, fair.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Exeter County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably the same as it is today, or worse.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Exeter County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Okay. I'm going to read a list of qualities and the characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Exeter County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. I'll read them out to you, okay? The first one is public transportation.
Not good.
Okay. I'm sorry, was that like excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Availability of quality health care.
Good.
Okay. Public safety and low, public safety and low crime.
Yeah, fair.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as, say, theater, museums, and music.
Fair.
Okay. Natural beauty and physical setting.
What does that mean, natural beauty? Of the city of Exeter County?
Yes.
It's bad.
So you're saying like fair, poor?
Poor.
Okay. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
No, poor.
Okay. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment, would that be excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and culture.
Fair.
Thank you. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Fair.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Fair.
Okay. Availability of affordable housing.
Poor.
Okay. Offering job opportunities in your field.
Fair.
Quality of the public schools.
Poor.
Okay, thank you. Now, please rate Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people. It will be, your answers will be excellent, good, fair, or poor. I'm going to read them out to you. The first one is entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Poor.
Okay. People like you. Would it be excellent,
fair.
Good, fair? Okay. Families with children.
Poor.
Okay. people living below the poverty line.
4.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Fair.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries.
4.
Retirees.
Fair.
Racial and ethnic minorities. Minorities, I'm sorry.
4.
Okay. Young single people.
Fair.
Okay. Thank you for being patient. We're almost done. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would it be excellent, good, fair, poor?
Quality of life in Ector County. I feel a lot better. Poor.
Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Over the next year?
Over the next 5 years.
5 years. It might improve.
Okay. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Would that be very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, let's see. Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Would that be very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you very much. We're almost done. In your opinion, ma'am, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Is due to poor economic conditions, family reasons, poor educational opportunities, poor leadership, vision, action from local government, lack of entertainment, cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, cost of living, illegal immigration?
Cost of living and the first one you said.
The poor economic conditions?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college graduate, graduate degree?
High school and high school diploma, yeah.
So high school diploma, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you in
58.
Between 58? Okay, between 50 and 64. Okay. And do you have a school-age child living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race? White, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, or $40,000 to $74,000, or $75,000 plus?
$49,000 over.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself female, male?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for being so patient and taking us the survey, ma'am. You have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.